You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat too sweet, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend and she's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool in the summer. I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Wolf and Super Smiles. We're getting our treats and sweets on today. Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach here with my possum shelter dog sidekick, Super Smiley. He's the former national spokes dog for the Hero Dog Awards, and now he's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And here on a Super Smiley adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. They can be journeys for animal advocacy, for adventure and fun, and they almost always lead to paths of inner discovery and greater bonding with our pets. And all of the above is why Smiley and I love our two guests today. First, they're bringing us Treats and Sweets Day, and we love their special mission. You all know that on our show here, we talk about pets as healers and teachers. And my favorite question is, what have you learned from your dog? How's your cat helped you in your life? Well, I'm so excited to have Pet Partners on our show. Pet Partners was founded in 1977 as the original leader of the pack for therapy dogs. That was way, way back when many pets were just animals who maybe lived outside or in the backyard. The inside pets were the extra special ones. And at that time, there were three visionaries, Dr. Leo Bastad, a veterinarian, Dr. Michael McCullough, a psychiatrist, and Dr. Bill McCullough, and three more veterinarians. And these people observed that pets were having a real and positive impact on their human clients' health and happiness. They started actual research, and in the process, they started the Delta Society, which was the first animal therapy program in the United States, which later became Pet Partners. And Smiley and I are so honored to be one of the Pet Partners therapy dog teams, and we are so happy to welcome today Tracy Pryor, the National Director of Strategic Partnerships for Pet Partners, and Dr. Aubrey Fine, who's on the faculty of the California State Polytechnic University, where he's a professor in the College of Education and Integrative Studies, and is a member of the Pet Partners Board. And his newest book, Our Faithful Companions, has just been published by Alpine Publications. First, congratulations, Dr. Aubrey Fine, and welcome Dr. Fine and Tracy Pryor to a Super Smiley Adventure.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're so excited. Thank you so much, Megan.
Oh, well, I am just as excited as you are. And Smiley is over here. Of course, he's always got on his super smile. And again, we are so honored to be an actual part of Pet Partners. And there's a huge announcement, right? May 18th is National Therapy Animal Day. Yay!
And to me, this is probably such an exciting day. I think it's overdue for many of us. I've been doing animal-assisted intervention since 1973.
But, wow!
To me, this is Pet Partners really took a very strong stand on the fact that every day we pay tribute to lots and lots of beings. And I think, you know, therapy animals do get that tribute, but having a day set aside that really looks at the important work that animals provide for people in need, to me, is something that's important. That so like on May 18th, I'm hoping that all of your listeners that become much more aware of the purpose of therapy animals and what they do to contribute to the quality of life, they're going to recognize that these are animals that perhaps didn't sign up to do this on their own, but they're very engaged and they're really critical in providing tremendous physiological as well as psychological benefits for people. So to me, this is extremely exciting, and as we're going to talk a little bit about the Treats and Sweets tribute as well.
Oh, absolutely. I love, you use so many amazing, amazing words, you know, about how impactful they are, how they improve our lives, the quality. And I agree 1,000,000,000%. I always say that even if your dog or cat or bunny rabbit isn't a certified therapy dog, when you go home and you pet your animal and you can breathe and you can relax, that's your therapy animal. For me, that just resonates. And Tracy, you are the National Director of Strategic Partnerships for Pet Partners. So I gave a little history about Pet Partners to let our listeners listeners know, you know, how long Pet Partners been around and the reason it was created. But can you talk a little bit more about the broad mission of Pet Partners?
Absolutely. Pet Partners, we just really want to promote these positive human-animal interactions through our pet therapy program and so many other programs. And we have registered in over these years since our founding that you've talked about, we've registered approximately 50,000 therapy animal teams. And these, and we have these teams that are trained to just lovingly share this healing power of pets and people in need. Our teams are making over 1 million visits a year in all 50 states. Yeah, it's amazing the impact. And they are so dedicated and so loyal to helping people. And Pet Partners teams interact with a variety of people. So you may see our teams visiting veterans or seniors that are living with Alzheimer's or in assisted living facilities. Our teams are visiting patients in recovery, maybe students that are facing literacy challenges. They're learning to read.
Yes, and also you mentioned students. I know Smiley and I did a visit at a college during final exams just to calm them down and let them get out of their books for a second, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These stress events. Aubrey knows about those. Aubrey, you want to share a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Aubrey, you work in the college environment. Tell us about how these therapy animals are so impactful on our lives and specifically with the students. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, it's really funny you ask the question because periodically I do bring a couple of my therapy dogs in, especially during exam times. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that petting a dog is like having a biological spot treatment because in many ways we're there to hug it and to engage. But what's ended up happening physiologically is that it's reducing our stress hormone, cortisol, and that connection makes us feel better. So, you know, sometimes having what I would call comfort breaks, comfort creatures come to campuses, really provides the student, of course, this stress relief, and it makes life every day, you know, especially kids that live away from their home, having a dog come visit them makes them feel closer to where they grew up. Again, returning back to National Therapy Animal Day, you know, what's really crucial is the recognition that, you know, this is, although what we think intuitively that this is wonderful fun for a dog and we want to make sure it's stressless, it's still a working relationship and how they interact with people. So, again, when I began doing this work in the early 70s, bringing animals to places or using animals in therapeutic environments as a psychologist, this was not common practice. Today, we're much more conscious of the fact that this could happen, seeing animals in places where people are going through difficult times, going to nursing homes. And not only can we talk about it from a personal point of view and feeling good, but now science is telling us what I think most of your listeners, people that are animal lovers, have known all along, that being around animals is good for our health and our well-being.
I love that. And I love also the way you said that the research is kind of catching up with what we already knew. When you know something intuitively, you know it. But when the research is there, it makes it a reality in the mass consciousness and everyone accepts it. And I love that you all are working on the real level like that. And I have a very quick story to tell about Smiley's a therapy dog. And we do a lot of work in assisted livings with elderly people. And my mother was in a nursing home before she passed away. And I got to become friends with a lot of the residents there. And there was one elderly lady in a wheelchair and she didn't move, but her daughter, who was well up into her adulthood, asked me if I would come over with Smiley because her mother liked dogs, but she doesn't move. She doesn't talk. She doesn't move. So Smiley walked over and the lady, you know, sat there completely like a statue, completely still. And Smiley, you all mentioned how the dogs, they're working and the animals that are really in tune to this, they really know what to do. And Smiley gently put his nose right by the lady's hand. He knew how to do that, right where her hand was resting on her wheelchair. The daughter said she never moves or says anything, but I know she's enjoying this. And the lady in the wheelchair only moved her fingers over very slowly and started touching Smiley with her fingers. And then a little smile came on her face. And it was so amazing. I'm sure you all have thousands of stories like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. My gosh. Well, what a bright spot in her day. And we're also seeing it's helping not only the folks that are being visited, but their family members, the staff at these facilities. Everyone has a smile on their face.
Absolutely, because you know that woman's daughter was just probably just so grateful that she saw her mother smile. I mean, it's just amazing what these animals do. And Tracy, Pet Partners is not just for dogs, is it? Are there other kind of animals that can get involved as well? Tell us about this.
Absolutely. We work with a number of different species of animals. So the great majority of our therapy animals are dogs, but we also have cats, horses, pigs, llamas, alpacas. We've got little pocket pets like rabbits and guinea pigs, birds. And Aubrey, he knows all the different, I mean, all these different species have so many different gifts and things to bring to this work. So, yeah, we're thrilled that we have a number of different species that are involved with Pet Partners.
And Tracy, I love that you just said that the different species have different gifts to bring. Aubrey, do you want to elaborate on that, or are you about to share something? Tell us your thoughts.
Oh, no, because in fact, you know, Pet Partners is really the only organization that actually looks at more animals than just dogs and then cats. But, you know, in my work, in fact, my first experience was actually using a small gerbil when I was in Canada. And when you talk about the bond itself, I remember working with a youngster that was extremely, extremely hyperactive. And that was before I even understood what I was even doing. This was way before the field was evolving. And a little boy looked at me and said, "Can I hold your animal?" And this was a child that traditionally would be really impulsive. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, "I promise you I won't move." And there, right in front of me, I watched this little boy hold this very tiny animal in his hand. And he didn't move. And in fact, the animal eventually kind of left his hand and went on his tummy. And the boy was just beaming. And so again, the animal actually was able to help me recognize the ability to show that self-control. And ever since, I've been, you know, studying the impact of animals on a variety of issues, including children that have ADHD. So, but I've used many kinds of animals. I've used lots of birds with children. That's another wonderful benefit of Pet Partners. And again, looking at this National Therapy Animal Special Day.
Yes, I love that. And I always say on our show, we do focus on animals as healers and teachers. And I believe that in many, many cases, exactly like you just said, Aubrey, that animals can teach on a level that humans can't reach. There can be a wonderful doctor or teacher or clergy member, but something about animals just goes right to our spirit. It's just different. And sometimes it works much better than we humans can even attempt to reach. So I totally get it. And we're having, you all are on a Super Smiley Adventure today, because as you've mentioned, May 18th is National Therapy Animal Day. And to mark the day, you all are having a huge event that we all can participate in nationwide. It's Treats for Sweets Day. And I like that one. Pet Partners has some cool pet celebs on board, like the hit TV series Gotham's Bruce Wayne actor David Zeus and America's veterinarian, Dr. Marty Becker, and Super Smiley are your celebrity media sponsors from right here on Pet Life Radio. We're going to hear all about that, how you all can get your treats and sweets on for therapy animals and their work right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Tired of wasting money on giant boxes of litter that don't work and don't last? Switch to World's Best Cat Litter, the only litter with concentrated power. So even a small bag lasts one cat 30 days. Outstanding odor control, quick clumping, lightweight. It's even flushable. World's Best Cat Litter. Everything else is just litter. Find it near you at www.itsnotjustlitter.com. That's www.itsnotjustlitter.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with Tracy Pryor and Dr. Aubrey Fine. So, okay, we want to hear all about Treats and Sweets Day, what Gotham's Bruce Wayne, David Mazouz, and Dr. Marty Becker are cooking up. But first, National Therapy Animals Day. Tracy, you're the National Director of Strategic Partnerships for Pet Partners. So tell us the what's and whys about National Therapy Animal Day. Let's talk about that day.
Yeah, National Therapy Animal Day was created by Pet Partners really to recognize all of these exceptional therapy animals, their handlers. They're partnering together. They're bringing comfort and healing to those in need. And we know that therapy animals and their handlers can be found helping people of all ages in a variety of settings. And so we really wanted to establish a day to recognize and honor this work that is life-improving and life-changing, really raise awareness and educate the public about the role therapy animals are playing in enhancing the health, the well-being of humans, spreading love and joy. And really, we want to honor the thousands of our dedicated handlers. That's the kind of the human side, the members of the therapy animal team. And they're really volunteering their time and compassion during these visits as well. So we wanted to create a special day to just elevate the knowledge and awareness of what therapy animals are doing, the gifts that they're giving our society, and to elevate the consciousness of what's going on and hopefully inspire some folks that may have been looking for a special and fitting volunteer role in their lives. They may learn that they, you know, as they learn a little bit more about therapy animal work and about pet partners, they may determine that this is something that might be appropriate for them with their companion animal to start taking the steps to volunteer in this way. So we're really excited about the first annual National Therapy Animal Day on May 18th.
Well, I am really excited about it, too, and we're going to be sharing our radio show here. We're going to be telling all of our friends. I'll be blogging about it on Smiley's Pet Life Radio blog, which is at radiobloggedog.com. We also do a blog for Sargent's Pet Care, Sargent's Pet Health Central, and we're going to be doing a special blog about it on that. So we'd love it. We'd love it and honor this. And, Tracy, you mentioned the handlers, and I just want to let everybody know that when I leave a therapy dog visit, a pet partner's therapy visit with Super Smiley, I am so energized. I am so grateful for life. I am so thankful that I get to share and be with these people. The dogs give so much. It just is a full circle. The people give back. The energy, like the story of that lady, is so inspiring to me. So I want to encourage anybody, if you're thinking about it, yes, go for it. I love it. And Aubrey, then the next step here is you've got Treats and Sweets Day, which is a compliment to the first National Therapy Animal Day. So tell us the details. What's going on with Treats and Sweets Day?
Well, you know, just to plug, I actually have a team, and my team is called Ketchy and Magic, two of my therapy dogs, and they're getting some kids and college students to do lots of little events, bake-offs, and college classes or to schools. But again, one of the things that we've done is taken pictures of our therapy animals, sort of promoting giving sweets away. You know, they like treats. But again, to me, it's the acknowledgement. I think it's a fun day. It's a fun way of celebrating our relationships with animals in general, our companions. You know, some people actually even are considering making treats that aren't for human consumption, but animal consumption, so that treats and sweet day can go that way. But I think, again, what's exciting is Pet Partners taking a stand that we need to make people more aware of what's going on and how best can we do that. So again, getting the word out to your listeners, even if you don't have a therapy animal but have ever been blessed by a visit, know people that are engaged. One, support it. If someone comes over and says, would you like to buy a cupcake for Treats and Sweets Day? Now you know what it is. But also, if you want to just join and get involved and do your own event, I'm sure we can talk about how you can sign up and do your own event and raise some funds for Pet Partners, because the hard part is to do good work sometimes costs funds, and this is a way that we can help support Pet Partners do the job that it needs to do.
I love that it's fun. It's fun, fun, fun. We should always be engaging, and people like that. Who doesn't like sweets? I mean, this is such a good idea. And there's a web page. You can sign up. You can look at the different teams. Could you talk about the web page and exactly how it works? Because I know Dr. Marty Becker's on there, David Mazouz from Gotham. They're cooking up some good things. And I signed up. So Smiley and I have a page there, and we're just getting started. So tell everybody how they can go to the page and look, and can they donate right there? Tell us about how that's working.
Yeah, you can go. So the website is www.treatsandsweetsday.org. And really what we wanted, we have a lot of people really excited about National Therapy Animal Day, and they said, what can we do? How can we celebrate?
Right, right.
How can we pay tribute? And so we wanted to give folks a really fun and interactive way to pay tribute to therapy animals. So that's why we came up with Treats and Sweets Day. So thousands of bakers from all over the country, whether you're a novice or this may be your first time, who knows, but we're inviting you to break out your mixing bowl, you know, put on your apron, whip up some treats. Maybe you whip up some sweets for your human friends, some treats for your animal friends. You can, there are different ways you can celebrate. You know, you can go to treatsandsweetsday.org, register. Everyone who registers will receive a startup kit in the mail. It's going to have some stickers that you can decorate your baked items with. It's going to have a coaster that you can spread the word. It's going to have a fundraising guide, a chef's hat. So all kinds of goodies when you sign up to help get you started. You can customize your own special individual page that you can email out to friends and invite them to whether you're collecting online donations, you're setting up a traditional bake sale. You know, you can do all kinds of things. So some people are hosting a Treats and Sweets Day event at their workplace where they're going to go to a high traffic area, maybe the lobby or the break room, and they're going to bake some treats and sweets and accept donations in honor of those on Therapy Animal Day. Some folks are having a Treats and Sweets Day party at their house. So maybe cupcakes and cocktails or brews and brownies, whatever fits your personality.
Oh, that's so cute, brews and brownies.
You can have folks do a yappy hour where you have friends, you know, bring their pets along with them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're a therapy animal handler or team. You can have folks do a meet and greet and meet your animal and learn a little bit more about pet partners and therapy animals. There are just so many different fun things. I know one fundraiser, Pam, she is baking little all-natural organic animal treats and accepting donations, and she and her dog Sasha are hand-delivering them to folks that are making a donation. So you can participate in so many ways. So when you visit Treats and Sweets Day, we've put a lot of different ideas on there, and we're always asking our bakers to submit recipes and ideas and strategies. So you'll get lots of tips along the way, but we really just want folks to have fun with it and enjoy it, you know, and make it a day to celebrate and enjoy.
I love that. And can people, let's say I live in California, but what if I have friends around the country that want to donate, but I can't necessarily even, they just want to support. Can people donate right there on our individual pages, or do we literally have to collect money like at a bake sale?
No, you can do all of it virtually if you want. When you go to treatsandsweetsday.org and you register, you'll have the opportunity right then and there to set up an individual fundraising page. We call it your online bakery. So you can drop in a picture of you and your animal. You can talk a little bit more about your personal story of why you're supporting pet partners and why you're celebrating Treats and Sweets Day. And at that point, you can email out. There's an email center. You can send out individual messages to your friends and family, whether they're near or far, and invite them to make a safe and secure tax-deductible donation to pet partners via your site. If folks are listening and they just want to make a general donation to the event to support the cause, there's a donate button right on the homepage. So there's a lot of different ways to support. It's very simple. You can form an individual baking team as well. So say you may have a group of friends and you know, my neighborhood may want to do this as a group. Maybe we'll set up and you can set up a team or you can register as an individual. So there's a lot of different options. And we also ask folks to spread more than just frosting. We want you to spread the word. So be sure to forward your individual page and your link to folks you know. Share. We're going to send you a little chef's hat, so please utilize your social media channels and, you know, post a little Treats and Sweets Day selfie, you know, all kinds of fun things. So we want people to spread the word. We want this to be a fundraiser for pet partners. As we mentioned, our mission is very big, and we have a lot of work to do. We want to make sure that everyone around this country who could benefit from a healing therapy animal visit can do so. So we're growing and expanding. We're recruiting new teams. And we're constantly training and supporting these folks so that they can be safe and successful as they're doing their really important work.
I love Pet Partners. When Smiley first, he literally told me he was a therapy dog. My mother was visiting and she was on a walker and she went down a few little stairs and she kind of crumpled on the stairs. She didn't hurt herself, but she was just sitting there. She couldn't quite make it down the stairs and she was just not feeling happy. And Smiley went right over to her and sat down in a very grounded, calm, gentle manner and leaned gently against her. And she felt better. And I looked at him and it was just like a light bulb. It was like, you're a therapy dog. You just told me you were a therapy dog. And I researched. I didn't know really anything about all the different organizations. Or to me, therapy animals were like superheroes. I hadn't even thought about asking Smiley if he wanted to be a therapy dog. But he told me, then I researched, and Pet Partners is an amazing, amazing organization. And we were so excited and grateful and thankful that we got to be in your organization because we love it. So thank you for all your work. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for what you and Super Smiley do. It's amazing to have energetic, great ambassadors willing to do this important work and spread the word along the way too. So thank you to both of you as well.
Well, we're so happy to have you on our show here. And we're going to be sharing the show, sharing your Treats and Sweets pages. And Smiley and I have a page up there. Oh, we got our baker's hat yesterday and it is so cute. It is so cute. So we're going to be posting those selfies and we want to hear more about National Therapy Animal Day and Treats and Sweets Day right when we come back after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors. Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
Hi, Jill. I see you and Bella are enjoying this lovely day as well.
It's a perfect day for a walk. Isn't that right, Bella?
And what a colorful ID tag you have, Bella. It certainly puts my Rusty's boring engraved tag to shame.
Isn't it great? It's a dog tag art tag.
Dog tag art?
Yeah, dog tag art makes the world's coolest pet ID tags. Pick from hundreds of cute designs or upload your photos or artwork to create a unique tag of your own. They even give you 4 lines of text on the back of the tag for important contact information.
I love it! But do they hold up? We have to replace Rusty's metal tags so often because the information wears away.
Dog tag art tags are some of the highest quality pet tags out there. They're made with super durable stainless steel. Your information is always legible, and the tags are guaranteed for life.
Well, I'm sold. Where can I get my dog tag art tag for Rusty?
DogTagArt.com. Shopping there is so easy and fun. You're sure to find one that matches Rusty's personality perfectly.
Sounds great. We can't wait to get online and get a tag of our own.
DogTagArt.com. We keep best friends together. Use the coupon code RADIO for a 25% discount off any tag.
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog, Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley adventure with Tracy Pryor, the National Director of Strategic Partnerships for Pet Partners, and Dr. Aubrey Fine, a member of the Pet Partners Board and author of Our Faithful Companions. Welcome back, Tracy and Aubrey.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I just wanted to do the little push again on the flip side. It's sort of interesting. We have like Cheech and Chong here that we're talking about treats and sweets. And, you know, I was so excited when I had the chance to come on today with you because, again, I would love for every person to be able to just say thank you to teams that do this work. And again, Pet Partners promoting the special day really gives us a chance to do this. It's funny. I've always told the kids that I work with, people that I teach, it sometimes is so important to give recognition where recognition is due. And sometimes we don't do it because people don't really expect it. They don't really feel they need it. But I think, again, treats and sweets as part of this whole process of recognition of saying, you know, that we want to have a special day called National Therapy Animal Day, to me is beyond only just having fun. It's really a celebration. It's a celebration of giving and the recognition that, you know what Pet Partners do is good work, important work, bringing joy as well as satisfaction to people's life. So, you know, combining the two together is wonderful, and each on our own stands beyond the treats and sweets, which I'm hoping so many of us can do something to contribute. Just remember each day when you visit places and you see therapy animals, ranging from being on a college campus, being in a library where people are reading to dogs, seeing dogs visit facilities. I'm looking at a picture right now that was in a newspaper that has a gentleman with a dog right in his arms. The smile that person is saying nonverbally is probably as strong as him saying, I care about you or love you. And the animal doesn't have to use words. Sometimes what we end up finding is that the simple touch is the connection. It's the warm heart, the perhaps a cold dose of a dog that just opens up a day, opens up a life. And so you can see how passionate I am about the importance of this recognition. And I'm so excited that we're doing that.
Yes, I am so excited too, Aubrey. That is very, very, very well said. And like I mentioned, Super Smiley and I have been a Pet Partners therapy team since 2010 for 5 years. And we're so honored to be a part of this group. And Pet Partners is so steeped in history and integrity. And I was reading about Dr. Bill McCullough, who was one of your original co-founders, and about his childhood dog, Nibs. That was such a moving story. Do either of you know about Nibs and Dr. McCullough? Can you talk about him a little bit?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I know Bill McCullough really well, and, you know, as one of the founders of Pet Partners, he's done a tremendous job in getting people to tell the story of the importance of understanding the human-animal bond. In fact, he once shared a story with me that we put in that book, Our Faithful Companions, where
yes,
Bill, as a veterinarian, had a family visit him, and when their dog passed away, they came to visit him weeks later.
Yes.
And they
yes.
actually gave him a wallet. I could just feel the story because when he told me this, they said to him, you know, Dr. McCullough, you got it. You know, we didn't have children. But when our dog passed away, you cared and showed love and cared not only for the animal, but for us. And Bill today still has that wallet. So when we're talking about his dog, I can only imagine what the story is. But Bill, as a founder of Pet Partners, he
yes.
got it so many years ago that,
yes.
that, you know, as you said, at one time animals were in our backyards, now they're in our bedrooms. People just consider their property, and now they're our companions and our family members.
Our family. Absolutely. Well, I may have some of the details wrong, but because it touched my heart is what I took it into my heart. But Dr. Bill McCullough, he grew up in a time way back then, like what you just mentioned, Aubrey, when the animals were mostly outside, only the special ones got to come inside. But his dog, he was a young boy, and his dog, Nibs, passed away. He was an elderly dog, so he had a good long life, but he was so close to Nibs, and he passed away while he was at school, and his father buried him, and Dr. McCullough just grieved that he didn't get to tell his dog goodbye, and he said that it's still with him, and he still has Nibs' picture by his computer right there when he works every single day as his inspiration. And Dr. McCullough did so many things. I just want to mention he, for example, in 1981, which was a long time ago, he helped initiate the American Veterinary Association's Human-Animal Bond Task Force. Human-Animal Bond back then was a brand new term. Now we hear it all the time, but he helped invent that term. And then in 1983, he helped with the passage of the Housing and Urban Rural Recovery Act, which established that federally subsidized housing for seniors and individuals with disabilities can cannot prohibit or prevent a tenant from having household pets. I mean, how important is that? So he literally was on the forefront of making laws and scientific research. So we can have this radio show right now today, so we can have Pet Life Radio and everybody gets it. So big shout out to Pet Partners, to Dr. McCullough, and to all of you. And Tracy and Aubrey, I've seen your photos. You've got some really cute, happy doggies. I want to hear about your dogs. Who wants to go first? Tell me about your dogs.
I think my dog has a little less skill than Aubrey's dog, but yeah, I've got a one-year-old Basset Hound who will kill you with slobber. He's real good at kissing. So he's going to help me on Treats and Sweets Day. We've already agreed it. We're shopping recipes right now because we're going to call him Frisco's Fritters. That's my dog's name. And he's going to help me secure some sweet tooth customers and some tail wagging friends to participate. So he's kind of my sidekick on Treats and Sweets Day, my little Basset Hound.
I love this. And Aubrey, you mentioned your dogs real quickly. Tell us a little bit about your dogs.
I almost have like a menagerie of different animals. But the two dogs that I have now, I have two Goldens. One is named Ketsy, which means little sweetheart, and one dog who we got, ironically, 2 days before my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and her name is Magic. And Magic has been probably the most special therapy dog I've ever worked with. And so we have two Goldens right now. I have a cockatoo, I have a bearded dragon, and lots of fish. But the two dogs go to work every day and interact with lots and lots of children. But each in their own way provide a tremendous support to the work that people like myself and other people with Pet Partners that do animal-assisted interventions see frequently.
Absolutely. And Tracy had mentioned earlier that if someone wants to consider having their pet qualified, where do they start? They can go to the Pet Partners website and they have to go through a training or a certification. Could you, one of you, briefly talk about that for our listeners to hear?
Yeah, you visit petpartners.org. That's our website. There's a special section on there about getting involved with volunteering with your pet and all the steps to become a registered team. So it's all spelled out. We provide some training to you to get you ready. There's an evaluation process so that some of our volunteer evaluators from across the country can make sure that you and your animal are all ready and suitable for this type of work. It's a great process, and we are really driven by volunteers that are so passionate across the country. So you can put in your zip code at our site and find out where there is an upcoming handler training for you, and also when there are upcoming in-person evaluations so that you can be evaluated by expert evaluators to make sure that you guys are all set and ready. You can also find at the website facilities across the country that are currently looking for therapy animals to come make visits to their residents, to their students, to their folks that they're serving.
If I could just also make a strong point that I think Pet Partners does a tremendous job not only making sure that the whole partnership idea works, that the animal that's going to be selected as a therapy animal is really ready to do this, but the partnership becomes very seamless and comfortable. We also provide support throughout, beyond just being certified. If people have questions, if they need more training, at least we have a knowledge base at Pet Partners to do that work. So what we have to understand is that some animals can be great pets, but it's difficult work. And so not all pets can be therapy animals in general, but we make sure that the animals that are selected really are very comfortable so that we're concerned about both sides of the leash, so to speak. You want to make
Absolutely. Sure that... Yes, Aubrey, I love that you mentioned this because it is a team, and the animals have to be trained and have to be suited for this type of work, but also the human, there's certain skills involved with approaching people and know how to, when your dog wants to approach, their body language. So the human involved has a lot of skills that they have to learn as well. So when you go in to your first visit, you know you really are prepared. And that's because Pet Partners is just so, you all are an amazing organization. I felt very, very, very safe working with you, that when once I had my qualification, my certification, that we were ready to go. You know? I know what I'm saying.
We work really hard. So when you go through your training, whether you choose an online format or in-person led by an instructor, you're going to learn how to prepare yourself and your animal for these visits, you know, how to make sure you're identifying and decreasing the stress in your animal. You're going to learn about health and safety, how to interact with all different types of people. You're going to feel really well prepared for this type of work. It's really, a lot of people think it's so simple and it's just so easy. And, intuitively,
It's a great thing to do, and it's, you know, can be so simple. But there's also a lot of steps to know and knowledge to explore to make sure that you're ready, that your animal's ready, and the facility is prepared as well. So we work really hard to make something a great experience where you feel completely prepared and informed before you go and start making your visits.
Absolutely. And Super Smiley and I are going to be blogging and posting about all of this, the National Therapy Animal Day. And first, everybody can share our Way Cool radio show right here with Aubrey and Tracy. And you can look up our Pet Life Radio blog at radiobloggedog.com, where Smiley's going to give his take on all these wonderful activities. And as I mentioned, we also do a blog for Sargent's Pet Healthcare, and we'll be highlighting National Therapy Animal Day and Treats and Sweets Day. And all of this is going to be on our Facebooks and Twitters. And you can find all of our easy contacts at meganblakeofficial.com and on Smiley's radiobloggedog.com. And Tracy and Aubrey, can you give us your web addresses again, too, so we can all find you directly?
Absolutely. It's petpartners.org to learn all about Pet Partners, our work, and our mission. And if you want to learn specifically about how to honor and celebrate on National Therapy Animal Day, May 18th, by participating in Treats and Sweets Day, you can go to treatsandsweetsday.org.
She did a great job giving all of that out.
I know. It's such a mouthful. We all have so much stuff now. Do you all have a Facebook and Twitter, speaking of even more to talk about? Can we follow you all or read stories on Facebook or Twitter?
Absolutely. When you go to either one of those pages, you'll see buttons and badges for each of our social media channels.
That is perfect. And speaking of the theme of this show, the human-animal bond, you all know that Super Smiley was the national spokesdog for the Hero Dog Awards, and now he's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. Yay! We're so proud of Super Smiley. He's releasing his newest documentary as a one-minute video featuring his newest song, Kindness, It's Super Smiley, which was produced and co-written by our amazing producer, Mark Winter. And our mission there is to share kindness around the world and to teach kids kindness through animals. And we were blown away by our friends offering to add their logos on our film in support, like the Swedish American Chamber of Commerce, the University of Georgia Grady School of Journalism, and many more, all there to help us share kindness around the world. So be sure to go look up Kindness at Super Smiley in our media. As we all said, there's so much media. You can start at meganblakeofficial.com, and the song is on iTunes, so you can share kindness with us. So that being said, we want to give a super huge thank you to our amazing producer and co-founder of Pet Life Radio, Mark Winter, our super producer. And thank you again to Dr. Aubrey Fine and Tracy Pryor for joining us today on a Super Smiley adventure. Tracy and Aubrey, if you or your dogs have one thing to say to leave our listeners with, what would that be today? Tracy, you want to go first?
Absolutely. Just know that you animals out there, whether you're companion animals, therapy animals, whatever your role may be, you are making this place a loving and caring world. We're so grateful to you. So thank you for all that you do. And the humans that are taking care of you, if you want to learn more about Pet Partners, please visit us at petpartners.org. I think you'll find that our mission is life improving. We're making the world a loving place. And if you would like to support us, there are so many ways to do that. So thank you so much for taking the time today to learn a little bit more about what we're doing.
And I'll just leave really quick by saying that we should celebrate and cherish the bond that we have. Relationships are terrific, and the human-animal relationship is unbelievable, especially when you open your heart and your mind to it. So this is what Pet Partners is trying to promote, and both of these two events are critical in getting that message out.
I love the word, choice of words, celebrate and cherish, Dr. Fine. Beautiful, beautiful. And again, thank you to every single person at Pet Partners and all the volunteers and all the animals for making the world a better place for people and for animals. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with your pets. Check out Kindness, It's Super Smiley. Kindness is contagious, catch it. Kindness is courageous, match it. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.